gather around, everyone, and grab your special KFC Christmas bucket as we take a look at some faraway depictions of one of our American great holidays, Christmas. And first up, it's Yo-Ho-Ho! Yo-Ho-Go? Kyger, that is, as we talk about Go Kyger's Christmas special. Everybody, and welcome back to your new favorite show, The More You Nerd. My name is Drew, and have I mentioned that I love Go Kyger? We are taking this time out this month to talk about Tokusatsu and Super Sentai Christmas specials. And you may wonder, really? Christmas specials? Yeah, they're pretty common over there, believe it or not. And boy, is it a look at the way another culture handles something that is a little more Western. But I need the panda to my Santa Claus. Miles, how are you?
A little under the weather, bud. If y'all can hear me at home, I sound very much different than I typically do. Apparently, if you don't bring sanitized, if you bring sanitized, unsanitized children to Thanksgiving, you tend to get sick, which was the case when I visited Thanksgiving this year.
Unless you just surround yourself with unsanitized children all the time, which I do. And so therefore,
you're immune. I'm immune. But also, Drew, did you say that that Christmas is an American holiday?
I did. You know what I meant.
I think you meant Western, but I was just like, when he said it, I was like, ooh, that doesn't feel right.
Which is why I repeated it and made sure to say Western the second time. Yes, I know. Guys, it's been a weird couple of years.
It has. So what's super fun about doing these Christmas specials, because I mean Power Rangers did have some Christmas specials, some were, you know, 90% American footage, like Alpha's Christmas or whatever, but I mean almost every show I've watched in terms of like anime and stuff, especially like your slice of life stuff, always has a Christmas episode or a couple episodes taking your place around the winter break, Christmas break. And obviously Christmas is something very different in Japan. It's a holiday that they've adopted. And it's a little bit more, I wouldn't say like Valentine's Day, because there's a lot of things that they've picked up, especially for kids, you know, getting presents from Santa. But for adults, it is kind of more of a romantic holiday than it is, you know, a spiritual one.
Yeah. Well, and I mentioned in the intro, the KFC holiday bucket. Kentucky Fried Chicken is a very big chain in Japan. And every Christmas, they have a Christmas dinner that you can buy, and you have to pre-order it in late November, and you have to then go wait in the long line to get it, and you get your shrimp appetizer and your chicken bucket, and you get a little cake dessert, and it's a whole family thing too.
If it's not delivered by RoboCop, I don't want it.
Well, I was looking into why this is the case, and apparently one of the things that made it easier to, you know, easier to pair the two together is because all you really need to do is throw a robe and a hat on Colonel Sanders, and he looks very much like Santa Claus to begin with.
Oh, that's true.
And that's apparently what the Japanese CEO of KFC did back in 1970, and it has kind of become a thing ever since.
I love that. I mean, it's just one of those things that, like, I don't know, just different traditions, especially on established holidays. And I mean, everyone has like different Christmas traditions, so it's always fun to hear like the different things that people do, even in our own country, but especially hearing like other adaptations of what people do around this time. And part of me just loves that fried chicken's a part of it. I'm a big champion of fried chicken down here in the South. So
yeah, for real. I want some fried chicken right now.
Right now.
And I had dinner already. So let's get back into, to remind everybody what Go Kyger is. Kaizoku Sentai Go Kyger. This was one of the shows that we covered back when we were doing our Super Sentai-mber, or whatever month it was.
Notice Me Sentai?
Notice Me Sentai, that's right. But it was in September.
The t-shirt we have on Arthur the Spage.
That's right, thank you. I named it, too. I don't know why I can't remember anything anymore.
I named it.
I said Notice Me Sentai.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
I gotta look this up.
Because I'm pretty sure I said it, and then I said, I hate it, but I also love it anyway.
I mean, that does sound like you. Either way, I love the title.
But, so, what we have here is, Gokaiger is the pirate Sentai. It is the one where they have the, it was the anniversary series, and it is the 45th series, or was it the 50th series? I don't remember.
Gokaiger?
I think 35th.
And
it's the one where they have the really cool pirate cell phones that they put little action figure keys into, and they get the powers of other Super Sentai shows. It's a very awesome show. We watched the first 3 episodes of it and loved it. And now we are skipping forward to the 44th episode.
But you know what? It definitely felt like, oh, if you've watched the first couple episodes, like, you could just jump right back in.
Yeah, for
real. Even if there was a new character that we didn't know.
And it was wild because there are only 51 episodes of the show. So there are only 7 episodes after this one that happen, which is pretty wild to see that we, like, and I'm sure there is stuff that is in this episode that we didn't encounter. For example, the character Guy, who is Gokai Silver. He is their 6th Ranger character. He's their Green Ranger / White Ranger, etc. Although he's...
Love a Silver Ranger. Silver. I mean, I'm a big fan of 6 Rangers anyway, but like the non-traditional colors, I'm always... Like the Purple Rangers, the Orange Rangers, I'm always zeroed in on those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And gals.
Now, he seems to also have some sort of extra power that we don't have fully explained, but you know what? It don't matter. Because what we have here is a fun episode that is in itself a tribute to yet another Super Sentai show, as a lot of the Gokaiger episodes are. So another key thing to remember about Gokaiger is that they are not from Earth. the Gokai Rangers,
which honestly is great, especially if you're making a show for younger kids who might need a foreign holiday that they've seen explained to them.
Yeah.
I love this. It's super novel. And in fact, it actually segues into what I wanted to talk about before we got into the episode is what are you looking for in a Christmas / holiday themed tokusatsu show? Like, what's your criteria that you're kind of like judging by?
Well, Miles, I have no earthly idea what I'm judging by because it's one of those things where I have no idea what to even say, because I know that Christmas in Japan is a different beast than Christmas in the Western world. It seems to lack largely the religious aspect of it, although you could argue that a lot of Christmas depictions in the West do as well. But it's like this almost... How do I put this? Because my words are failing me, but I don't want to say something that's going to come off as offensive, because I don't mean that. It's just like, it's like a cover song version of Christmas.
I wouldn't put it that way. I get what you're saying. I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's kind of like how most of us do Christmas now. Yeah. But that's what they're really basing their iteration, I think, on. For me, I definitely want the holiday or Christmas to be integral to the episode. Like, I want it to be so that without Christmas, this episode wouldn't be happening. And for me personally, I want some Christmas flavor to my Sentai shenanigans, which this episode certainly delivers.
Yeah. Now, what I really want is I also just want something really weird and distinctly Japanese in a take on Christmas. That is something that I never would have thought of. And I feel like I didn't necessarily get that out of this. Because even when the panda shows up handing out gifts with Santa Claus, they question why a panda is there.
Yeah, I mean, mascots are a huge, huge part of company culture in Japan. And I mean, I follow several different Twitters and I guess Blue Sky accounts that are dedicated just to like giving you a different mascot per day of like this store, this prefecture, or this city, or this block. Like there, so many things have a mascot, and I absolutely love that.
Yeah. So to get back to this episode, this is a fairly straightforward episode. The Gokaigers are on Earth. They're hanging out on their pirate ship, flying spacecraft, Zord Mecha. And Guy, the Silver Ranger, he is actually from Earth, and he is excited for Christmas because it's time for Christmas. And all the other Gokaigers are like, Christmas? What's that? And the one that sort of attaches herself to the situation is Luca, who is the yellow Gokaiger. And they sort of go down to Earth and, you know, walk around and see the sights and see people playing and decorating. And they run across a group of children that are decorating this Christmas tree in a town square.
The way I just belly laughed when this sequence of events transpired.
And one kid almost falls trying to put the star on the tree. And instead of being worried about him, his sister comes up and just slaps him in the face.
And I mean, like, open palm, like, just full, like, her weight's into it. I'm just like, what is happening right now? But this happens a lot in Super Sentai. It happened a lot in the shows that we watched. There were these situations where you had, like, these, like, seemingly abusive sibling relationships until one of them is endangered by the monster of the week.
Yeah. Which, surprise, surprise, happens shortly after, as the Gokaigers help put the star on the tree. And then this, a lot of stuff has happened to the bad guys in the show. I don't remember any of them. I don't remember who is new and who is not. I'm sorry. It's been months, and it's been, 35 episodes, almost four, actually more 40 plus episodes since the last episode we watched. So, but they bring this new character in, who I believe is it Bibabu? Is that what it is? Yes. Who has this magic wand that can turn people into dolls, and proceeds to start turning people into dolls. And unfortunately turns this poor young boy that just got slapped in the face into a doll as his sister realizes the error of her ways and that she should have been nicer to him. Because, again, as you just said, Miles, it's always about the siblings having an antagonistic relationship until one of them gets attacked by the big bad
right.
In the episode. And so, yeah, it's basically, and Guy also gets turned into a doll. Our Silver Ranger is currently a doll as well. So it basically becomes the episode of Luca and the girl trying to figure out how to get everybody back. And they realize, you know, they figure out that there's the staff and that's what does it and can undo it, and they just need to get their hands on the staff. And so we're done, right? That's it? That's all we need to do?
No, we are not.
Oh. Well, what am I missing, Miles?
Well, we get I couldn't remember if this is a brand new power, because I know that in Tokyujir they switched suits a lot. I can't remember if we saw them share keys. But
let's build up to the end of the episode on this, because there's a lot of other stuff that happens in this, because this episode at its core, as Luca starts fighting and gets the idea to have the girl make a doll that looks like her so that she can trick the bad guy into thinking that he's turned her into a doll, and then she can jump out and deck him and get the staff, which is a great
it's
plan.
A great idea.
I loved it. And when it fails to work, I loved it even more, because I was like, really? They didn't let that work? What?
I also love that. Like, even though you're like, oh, that was a good plan, I'm like, sometimes good plans fail.
But this is where we get into the real crux of the episode, because this is because of course, randomly, right at that moment, the other Gokaigers just descend from the sky. Which I love that they can do that. They have a flying ship that just has ropes on it.
Guns a-blasting.
I love it. And they spend the rest of this episode doing a tribute to the Super Sentai series Battle Fever J, which is not one that we covered, but it is the second Super Sentai show right after Goanger. Goanger?
Yes. Yeah. No, Go Ranger.
Go Ranger. Thank you. I knew it was Go something because Go is five, but it also means Go to us. But anyway. And boy, howdy, these Battle Fever costumes are just absolutely wild.
I love that they didn't at all modernize them. They made new suits because they are brands making new looking suits, but they didn't update the coloration. They made them look like they had jumped out of the 70s, and I kind of love that.
Oh yeah, definitely. And they're using, and again, much like we saw with some of the other Super Sentai shows that they covered early on when we watched, like when they covered Go Ranger, they used appropriate like battle effects, and
they did the volleyball move, didn't they?
Well, they did the volleyball move in Go Ranger, but in this one they bring out this weird little cannon.
I meant in the earlier episodes of Go Ranger.
In the earlier episodes they did that, and it's just such a fun such a fun tribute episode. And as we learn at the end of the episode, it was the Santa Claus that we meet at the beginning of the episode is in fact the Black Go Ranger, or not Go Ranger, Battle Fever, or I'm sure they had names. I think they were like Battle Cossack, and they were all nation states, I think, if I remember from my research. But yeah, one of my favorite lines in this episode is when they are all doing in the Battle Fever costumes, the bad guy yells out, "Stop battle fevering everywhere," which I thought was a very, very funny move.
I thought that was also very funny.
Beyond that, we also get a little all yellow action as we get a bunch of different yellow rangers, from Gal Ranger and Die Ranger, and even Zhu Ranger is there to celebrate the holidays, as they all transform into different things. And again, I don't know whether this is something that the Silver Ranger can do, but once he and the other kids are rescued from and all the people that are turned into dolls are rescued and turned back to normal, he uses his powers to combine suits together, and we get a fantastic Gokai Christmas as he combines the suits of the red Gokaiger and the green Gokaiger into one.
And this is exactly what I want from a Christmas episode. Yes. I want this kind of silly nonsense that is also really cool. They do a great job with the suit. And I think this got turned into a holiday special for Power Rangers, if I'm not mistaken. Because that suit was like, I'm sure the American producers were like, oh no, we have to use that.
If like got we the have suit, to use that. Gotta use it, right? Like that's fantastic. And of course the episode's not over because we still have to have the mecha fight, the Zord fight, and boy does their mecha have a lot more powers than the last time we saw it. They had the little car from
Goanger
in there. They had the dragon from Magiranger pop of the head pop out. All of that stuff.
I really appreciated seeing more of the Gokaiger concept with the mecha in this episode. And also like the great combination of, you know, CGI and practical effects. They still use the, you know, Suitimation. So you still had some physical like things on a set interacting with each other, which I loved.
Definitely. and after all is said and done and they beat the bad guy, again, this is why I love this show. And why I loved that we watched the episodes that we watched. They have fake snow that they're about to put on the tree at the beginning of the episode when everybody's turned into a doll. And unfortunately, their fake snow got destroyed in the battle. But what do they have? Oh, they have the capability to turn one of them into Magimother from Magiranger and just make it actually snow on everything.
Which is great.
I love it.
Yeah, this this ticks a lot of the Christmas boxes for me. This is I would have liked a little holiday seasoning on the Mecha fight, just, you know, to put the star on the tree, if you will. But yeah, this gave me what I wanted. There is a good, you know, Christmas around the episode. You had some great Christmas Sentai shenanigans, and you even had some stuff like with everyone else learning Christmas. And then when you find out that Battle Kenya, the black battle fever Jay, is Santa the whole time, because he'd already previously told them, oh, this is only for good boys and girls. And after they had like come together as Battle Fever Jay, he revealed to, I guess, be Santa Claus, leaves them a present in their treasure chest. Because if you remember, their mission was to find the ultimate attacks of every Super Sentai team.
Yeah. And they find, was it?
Which... It's the Battle Fever team, I think.
Oh, it's the Battle Fever team. That would make sense. Right. So a couple of
to which Marvelous goes, Santa's awesome.
Yeah, Captain Marvelous. I love this show so much.
Dude, and it's so funny because at the beginning of the show, you're like, huh, he looks kind of weird here. But as soon as he puts that red jacket on, you're like, oh, yeah, that's my dude. That's my dude.
So just some notes that I'm seeing from the wiki on this. This is the first time that the Silver Ranger in the series transforms into a ranger that is part of a core team and not just a sixth ranger. So apparently he regularly turns into sixth rangers, extra heroes,
right? Gold characters. Green, white, yeah.
He'll probably turn into,
or maybe not white,
he'll probably turn into Ninjor at some point, whatever the Japanese name for Ninjor was. I don't know.
I thought, let me just double check that. I thought Ninjor might have been
the next episode that that comes up, and it is the Kaku Ranger special.
That's so, right. It's the yeah.
So I don't know, but this is also now that they used Magi Mother's Ranger key, they have now used every key that they have in the show, which is an interesting statistic that people kept track of every ranger. And this is,
I mean, this is kind of the thing that people would keep track of, though.
I know.
With this much time passing on the internet, of course they have.
Yeah. But yeah, I love this just brief little bite. I know we said we were only going to do one episode. So luckily, well, not luckily, Miles is getting sick. Luckily we only did one episode, cause we're probably going to end a little early tonight because Miles isn't feeling well.
Yeah,
but
but also this was a very short. That was kind of my hesitance at first. Was I remember Super Sentai episodes are very short, and there's not always a ton to talk about. Like, we could talk about the connotations of certain things, but if we're not going to go through all of Gokaiger, why? But I do say that I think this maybe not a perfect Christmas episode. Like, there's a couple things I would probably, you know, add to it, but a very great start. I mean, you get a Christmas Ranger, which is like, I mean, what more could you ask for in a Super Sentai episode?
That's what I want. I want a Christmas Ranger, or I want them to be saving Santa Claus, or I want
right
something like that.
And that's so when I was looking through some stuff before, I mean, I knew we were going to start off Gokaiger because I knew about the Christmas Ranger, and I know that we both love Gokaiger.
Yes.
So I did see a lot of stuff where a lot of episodes are kind of like, it's winter and like they kidnap somebody or something happens and that's about it. And they call it a Christmas episode, but there are some legit Christmas themed specials out there. And that's kind of what I'm looking for. And luckily a good pal of ours gave us some suggestions that we are going to take to heart. Do you have any final thoughts on,
No, I want to watch more Gokaiger. That is the short of it. I wish it was more readily legally available in the United States so that I could watch it, because it's very good. Oh, and just again, we said this at the time, the actual fights when they are using their cutlasses and their pistols and all of this in the fights, that has continued to just be excellent fight choreography in the show. I love this show, and I
also love that, like, there's no, like, you know, get away from her. No, it's like they are the GIF of Danny DeVito. So I started blasting, yeah. You know, like I love that because like they are. I think what's so great, and this is why I think the Go Hydras made such a great Christmas episode, is they are kind of these pirates with hearts of gold. They're not quote unquote good guys. They become good guys and they become better people, but they are still pirates and they still kind of have this kind of like, maybe we won't get involved. They're not. I wouldn't say they're anti-heroes, but they are certainly reluctant heroes.
They're as much of an anti-hero as you can really get with a Super Sentai team.
Well,
unless you're Guy from Jetman, who smokes and drinks and fights.
we've seen some folks be pretty anti-hero.
You're right. Right. I said that, and then I was like, no, I need to withdraw that.
We've also seen like murderers who like we know end up joining the team. So like, you know,
also true.
Because wasn't that the Scorpion thing from Q Ranger? Doesn't he eventually join the team?
Yes.
And he's like taking out people left and right.
Well, but we also don't know if he's actually taking out people.
I thought he was an assassin. I thought he was a hired mercenary.
There was more to that story that we didn't get to.
Probably.
But maybe we will in the coming weeks.
But I do think that the Goku Hydras were and are a great place to start with a Christmas Sentai episode. I think they're a great team for a Christmas episode because the whole idea that they're learning what Christmas is, I think is fantastic. The general setup of all this is fantastic. So yeah, if you can hunt this one down and it, honestly, it's not super hard. Like you just Google Go Hydra streaming, you'll find something. I promise. Just use an ad blocker. You'll need it. So one of the things I wanted to do was not just do Super Sentai this month. I wanted to, you know, have yourself a Toku Little Christmas. Now, this next week, we are going to do two franchises, one episode of each. And I think both shows are ones we've covered before. We are going to do the 12th episode of Kamen Rider X-Aid, Christmas Special Targeting the Silver X-Mess, and right. Kaku Ranger episode 45, The Hasty Santa. Did we do Kaku Ranger? We did, didn't we?
We did Kaku Ranger.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Because it was the first ninja themed Sentai. They had the dude that was doing the like pantomime stuff at the beginning. The little comedy bit, the comedy narrator at the beginning.
Oh yeah. So that should be a hoot and a holler. But yeah, we are doing those two episodes next week.
And Kamen Rider X-Aid is the one that was
at the hospital.
That was the hospital.
But it's video game themed, isn't it?
It's video game themed, but he works in a hospital. And it's the one that's got the super deformed like mini versions that level up through the fight, right?
Yes. Yeah, where he like uses different versions of himself for different game powers and stuff. It's neat. Some of it looks a little way too like, you know, anime, but like it's still fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to be next week, gang, for Kamen Rider X-Aid episode.
Kamen Rider X-Aid episode 12 and Kamen Rider or Kaku Ranger episode 45.
All right. So with that said, gang, this is where we were going to hang up the morphers today, the Henshin devices. We will see you guys next week. If you would like to reach out to us, you can find us at themoreyouner.com, where you can find this and every other episode. You can message us at Blue Sky at themoreyounerd, facebook.com/themoreyounerd. And of course, you can listen to our other show, Cosmic Crit. What's Cosmic Crit, you might ask? Cosmic Crit is a show where Miles and I, as long with all of our friends and former co-host of this show, Patrick, play the game Starfinder, which is a tabletop role-playing game put out by the Paizo Company. Think Dungeons and Dragons, but in space. It's really cool. We've been playing that for a number of years and probably will for some time to come. You can check that out at cosmiccrit.com. And if you go to cosmiccrit.com and you look in the upper right hand of the Cosmic Crit website, you can find a link to the Cosmic Crit Discord. Go there, join that, find some own Starfinder games, Pathfinder games, other games to play, or just talk to me and Miles all day while we're bored. That's cosmiccrit.com. And so now, gang, we're going to end the show as we always do with arousing
nerd.
out. Two nerd for y'all.